Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. This is Lee Brekeen. Today's show, I'm doing a show for LSU, an update for football practice. I want to go over some things that I saw at practice yesterday. Today being Thursday, yesterday Wednesday. The 17th is when I went yesterday and saw some great stuff. I wanted to share it with my listeners and whoever's going to listen to the show. I want to go ahead and get right into it. When I went to practice, you know, you're watching, you know, plays being run. You're watching. I always watch different players, just seeing how they move, how good a shape they're in, their body language of going full speed. Everybody's really going full speed at practice, which is really good to see, first of all. A lot of pep in the step, as they say. Number two, coaching is crisp at LSU. Coach Kelly, you got to take your hat off to him. I know he's undefeated still, but I think he's really super, super organized, the most organized I've seen since Nick Saban. And I want to talk about the receivers individually today that I, you know, what I saw at practice, and also the punter. LSU's got a heck of a punter. I don't think many people have pointed that out, but I'll watch the punt game, and I want to go over that and share that as well. And also the running backs. I watched the running backs pretty heavily yesterday and was really impressed. Maybe not with one being a standout, but all three being very, very capable of being good backs. So let's go ahead and start with the punter. Jay Bromlett, who is a transfer from Notre Dame, is a senior. So he's a graduate transfer, just plays 1 year. He's actually from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. How about that? But here's a guy who averaged, you know, over 42 yards a punt at Notre Dame. So he's a starter from Notre Dame. He wasn't a backup. He started for Coach Kelly and Coach Polian, his coach here, who was the coach at Notre Dame and special teams. But let me share what I saw in practice. You know, I always watch hang time and distance. And if a punter can put the ball wherever you want him to put it, meaning, you know, directional punts are big, you know, to take the other team inside their own five or inside their own 10, or, you know, to have the hang time to get people a fair catch. Let me tell you right now, Bromlett's got great hang time. Wow, I was really, really impressed with the hang time on his punts. I mean, when the ball leaves his foot, you could probably eat a sandwich before it falls down. I mean, it stays up in the air that long. He's got great skills to be a directional punter. He's got a leg, too. He can put the ball where he wants it, which is going to be big for LSU. Plus, you got to give credit to Coach Polian because he coached this kid when he was a freshman at Notre Dame. I think LSU's got one of the best punters in the SEC, and, you know, people maybe not be pointing that out. I wanted to point that out today. Also, I wanted to point out the growth of Malik Nabers. I also think the wide receiving core at LSU is phenomenal, but the reason it's phenomenal, I think Malik Nabers has a chance to be as good as Butte. That's right. He has really, really come to another level. His route running, his hands, he's stronger. He's scarily good. I mean, Malik Nabers was only a true freshman last year. And what I saw in practice yesterday, the way he runs now, and he's bigger and stronger, and his hands are way better. And I noticed all the receivers were catching the ball better than the last 2 years. Got to take your hat off to Coach Hankton. Now, I know they haven't played a game yet, but when they catch the ball good in practice, it usually develops into games. Very impressed with Brian Thomas from Walker yesterday in practice. I always liked this kid when he was at Walker. I knew he was, you know, tall, he was fast, he looked the part, he was a D1 guy. But you always knew he had to tweak a couple of things, like a lot of kids, to blossom, and he has. Now Brian is strong, his hands are better, and he's more physical. He looks like a Julio Jones type. I'm not saying he's Julio right now, but he looks like that kind of player. I mean, he's 6'4 now, about 201, 205. He was about 190 when he came in. But when you look at what LSU has at receiver with Butte, Neighbors, Thomas, and then Jack Besh has been hurt in camp. He practiced yesterday, but he's you know what you have with Jack. You're going to get everything out of Jack. He's a leader. And then you got Chris Hilton, who's fast. I mean, there's a guy who runs a 4.4. He looked great in practice, even though he didn't get as many balls. He's going to be the next guy the following year as a junior. And finally, at running back, was very impressed with Goodwin, the sophomore running back from Alabama. Last year, he was hurt most of the year, but I watched him run yesterday. He is super quick, and he's put on a lot of muscle. Just for the LSU fan base, I mean, he was about 185 last year. He's about 205 now, or 2 to 205, and he's only 5'8". And he is, I don't think he can put another pound of muscle on his frame. But he's also super, super quick, and I think he's got power and speed. If I was to say there's one running back that's impressed me the most out of the three right now, it's Goodwin. Because it gives you power and speed. And then I like John Emery. I keep waiting to see Emery put it all together. He's got power. He's got speed. He makes some stupid cuts in practice, meaning incredible cuts that you don't see a lot of guys make at 225 pounds. Just want to see that in games every week. And then Noah Kane from Penn State, he looks like the most powerful back on the team, and he is getting better. I saw Coach Kelly commented on him in the press conference that he's getting better every day. He did look a lot better from the first practice I went to a week ago. Noah is all of about 5'11", about 225 pounds, and he is put together. And when he gets full stride, he's going to be the key to the season, I think. Him and Goodwin and Emery are going to have to do it as a group. That's a position they're not deep. But I just wanted to give everybody an update. That's what I saw through my eyes at practice. I've been going to practices off and on since 1990. And this team has got a chance to be really good. Really, really, really good. I went out on a limb. I'm saying they're going 10-2 or better. There's only one team in the SEC better than LSU, coaching and talent, and that's Alabama. No one else can outcoach Kelly in the conference. That's why I'm saying 10-2. Talent and coaching will trump talent. And I think LSU is going to win a couple of games they're not supposed to win because they have coaching. I hope everybody enjoyed the quick update. Look forward to seeing everybody on Friday. We have a great show on Friday. Barrett Murphy joined us on Friday. You got to hear Coach Murphy, who's coached for 45 years. He's retired, but he's still teaching, still doing strength training at a young age of 84. We'll see you on Friday.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.